Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And Bob, Bill Belichick must be somewhat pleased with what the team has accomplished so far to give them the final day of minicamp off. No practice today, and even though he did send the offense on a penalty lap on Wednesday, but must be pleased with the entire work they've accomplished up until this point.
Yeah, Jackie, that aside, it's a good sign. The focus for this team in the right place, coming off the Super Bowl championship, of course, though with a lot of new parts. But you're right, Bill Belichick, adjourning the practice today, the mini camp, and giving the team the day off. And for this team now, they prepare for training camp at the end of July and into August, when things really heat up in terms of the competition for jobs.
Right, and as Bill Belichick said, this is really the period, the next 6 weeks, they will have really a lot of time off, because that didn't really happen since they were in Arizona for the Super Bowl. But there are several positions to keep an eye on. I mean, as we know, the storylines every year. But let's just kind of talk about two in particular that we will be focusing on, the most intriguing ones. I'll let you kick it off.
Well, I think the one position that's really been in the crosshairs defensively since free agency, the secondary, after the loss of the starters from a year ago, Revis, Browner, Arrington, plus Alphonso Dennard, who's played so much for the team the last couple of years. Malcolm Butler, a lot of attention devoted to him after the Super Bowl heroics. Logan Ryan, a guy trying to seize his opportunity as the most experienced member of the secondary in terms of his Patriot experience.
Right.
And the newcomers, Robert McClain, Bradley Fletcher. This would be a year when it would really be great for those guys to have that extra week of joint practices, like in the recent past, going up against opposing teams' wide receivers. This year they have only the 1 week, and it's the second week of the preseason, of course, against the New Orleans Saints. But nonetheless, when they go head-to-head with their offensive teammates, we'll be focusing on them coming up in training camp.
Without a doubt, that defensive back position. But I'm going to go on the offensive side of the ball with the running back position. You know, really, LeGarrette Blount is kind of the one back right now. Not the one. They have a lot of depth there, but he's the one that everybody's kind of looking at to be that number one guy. You know, they have to fill the void, I think, of Shane Vereen, who will be that third down guy, the pass-catching running back. Now, they have been fortunate in years past to have a lot of depth and a lot of really great talent at that position, but I picked this position because there are a lot of unknowns. Even with guys who are on the team like James White, we haven't really seen a whole lot from them. They haven't built up a resume while they've been here. Now, there's Brandon Bolden, who's been making his mark on special teams and as a running back, but really the competition is pretty wide open right now.
And I think one of the most interesting candidates for a job, a long shot certainly, but a guy who attracted a lot of praise over the course of our media accessible OTA and minicamp practices, Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
Been bothered by injuries the last couple of years. Remember a season ago, Jonas Gray came off the practice squad. He
right.
was the cast off from the Ravens of the Dolphins, who made this team eventually and shined against the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
I think Deion Lewis is kind of an interesting guy based on what we have seen thus far.
Right.
As a smaller back, but one who can return kicks, and also seems to be pretty good in the passing game as well.
And while we all assume that LeGarrette Blount is that lead back, who knows? I mean, things always get kind of crazy around training camp, but also as we get ready for training camp, which will happen in about 6 weeks, we will be doing our position breakdowns. We'll, of course, have the opinions of the PFW guys weigh in. That's always interesting, but Bob and myself will be keeping you up to date on all the positions. We'll be breaking that down in just a few weeks. But that will do it for us now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.